Joining us on our program today, we've got Mayor Eli Steins. Welcome, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've gotten through your second meeting here in the month of March.
Yep. March is all wrapped up for city council meetings.
So we got that part done, and now we start running into budget hearings and more stuff like that. April is the month you got to have it in, your budget to the state?
Yes. So the budget really is set, but we have to do the formalities. So April 7th will be the public hearing for the maximum tax levy. That's at 5 p.m. So that is its own meeting. And then the regular city council meeting will be at 5:30 p.m., which is a special time because there's a first grade concert that several of us have to go to.
We have commitments.
Yes, for parents and grandparents. And regular meeting at 5:30 on April 7th.
All right. So, again, a little change there. These two meetings, and again, we touched on this, I think, last year, too, the same thing.
Yes.
It's a mandate.
Mandated from the state. If your revenues exceed, I think, 1% or something like that, then you have to have a special hearing, a public hearing for citizens to come and comment on it.
Anyway, so that's going to be part of the April 7th activity.
Yes.
That's going on. Well, we did have a lot of different things that came up last night. Some went quickly, some not as quickly, but the big thing was we were encouraging people if they were somebody came by back there towards the end of February, the first weekend in March, you were doing collecting information, or you had outside group was collecting the information and preparing, because you need new data to do for community development block grants, and you have to update this like every 3 years.
That's right. We are applying for a community development block grant. $500,000 for our water treatment facility, $500,000 for our wastewater treatment facility. And so we needed the LMI information, low to moderate income information. That's what the survey was for. I was told that we did meet our LMI mark, and so we are eligible from that perspective. And then in addition, we have to have a community needs and assessment survey, housing and needs assessment. That was on the agenda for last night as well. That had to be altered a little bit because it was accidentally left on there that we would be looking at a rec center. That was from our last iteration of this program.
And 3 years ago, folks.
Yep. And so that was removed from that. No worries. But it was updated with fire tanker investments in parks and roads and things of that nature.
Now, the updates and things like that we know, but now we begin that process of applying for this grant and keeping our fingers crossed, because
that's a lot of money. That'll help the ratepayers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, if you have a $1 million project and you're going to get half of it paid for, we did get quite a few grants back again for the down at the water plant, the big system that we put in out
the
there.
UV.
UV.
Yes,
system.
That was the last iteration, wasn't it? Yep. For
so
the UV.
We picked up some pretty good grants from that.
So. Yes. Yep. So that'll really help offset and let us get these projects done.
As long as we're talking about this, because that's part of what came up, and we'd touched on this previously when you said you were going to have these hearings on this.
Yeah, we set the hearings the meeting before, and then you have the hearings the next meeting.
So,
we have $1.7 million general obligation loans were approved for our wastewater treatment facility, and these are really things that we started planning out when I was on the utility committee 2 to 3 years ago. This is really deferred maintenance, just upkeep and things like that. And so you can go in the resolution and read exactly what it's for.
The 25 years of use do have wear and tear on a lot of the infrastructure.
And in order to get it fixed, you have to have a 2 to 3 year lead time in order to get everything in order, all the studies and all the financial information to finally get it approved.
And part of it is you're working through a state revolving loan fund.
Yep. The SRF, that'll allow us to get a better interest rate on the whole thing. So
again, it's all part. This is one of those where hard to believe when you think back, it's been a couple of years in the process of getting updated. Emphasize this.
Questions.
Not
about,
really driven by DAISY.
No, this one is absolutely not, actually, because this one came up 2 to 3 years ago just as a general schedule of maintenance and stuff like that.
Upgrading our facility for regular public
use.
We do have a couple of other things that are coming up. on the hearing process side. One, you did set the hearing now to sell the property, and I touched on this. It came up at your last meeting, the property at 117 West 9th. And then during the public comment time, someone made another offer for the property. And then the question is, what do we do with that?
Yeah, exactly. 117 West 9th, we had the public hearing last meeting. denied that because there was this other bid, the other interest. We wanted to make sure that we were able to get all the information about both bids. And so we opened those sealed bids last night from the Pepples and from Espinosa, and looked at the different proposals and how much they were offering and things like that. And the Pepples offered more. And they had a couple of letters of recommendation as well. So we will have that public hearing on April 7th.
And then take the formal action to
approve. The formal action will be taken on April 7th.
So it was not done during last night's
meetings. No, we just opened the sealed bids and discussed the bids.
Oh, we have so many things. It's hard to keep track of everything that's going on. And we did get, actually, from Dave Aides, a little update from the Planning and Zoning meeting that was held a little over a week ago. And they had recommended to do some rezoning. And this would be for the Page Flats and for the Lincoln Flats.
Yep.
Capstone is the company that the school district, we want to emphasize, the school district was working with them.
Yep.
But they were keeping the city aware of what was being proposed.
Yep, exactly. So I was at that planning and zoning meeting because I live right near Page School, and I was able to talk about what was going on and what the school was promising as far as keeping the bus stop and things like that. A lot of people had just needed questions answered, and it was a very good meeting. And the Planning and Zoning Committee approved the rezoning of both Page and Lincoln at that time.
No, Page, once again, the difference there is it's in an R1 area.
That's
that
right.
Would be changed to an R3. Just their area, their portion of it.
Yes, just that portion.
And again, there were a few stipulations that I know that Dave Aides mentioned about it, alley access, things like that.
Yeah, so they're going to not use the alley. They are going to have a separate exit from their parking lot, which was the old playground. So all the traffic should go in and out on Union Street and not through the alley.
Yeah. And this is, I think, basically a company out of Cedar Rapids that does a lot of this work.
A lot of rehabilitation work. They specialize in historical preservation.
So they're going to put together, 28 units for this one? Or some? That's the proposal.
Yeah, 26, 28. Yes. So Page will allow for more simply because they are allowed to change the exterior of the building because they're not getting a historical preservation grant. In Lincoln, they are getting a historical preservation grant, so they can't change anything on the exterior. And so in terms of the numbers of windows they're allowed to have, they can't put in any more. Yeah. And so that will be limited in size. Those will be much larger units.
If some were bricked over, they could replace them.
Yes. There were originally windows, they can open them up. And so you can actually see a good improvement on that facade when they're all done.
That'll be interesting. That one's a little ways away, though.
That one's going to take a lot longer, yes. So.
This will be going forward. Now, you will have the formal hearing on this again at your April 7th meeting.
Yeah, it takes a long time. You have the public planning and zoning meeting, then we've got to set the hearing. That'll be on April 7th, so we'll have the rezoning hearing on April 7th.
And that's usually one of those that takes at least two, probably three readings to go through the rezoning, because you're doing an ordinance change.
Yeah, you have to have an ordinance change, so it takes three readings, so we'll see if we waive the third reading. So this is like a four-month-long process just for the... it's just, so the public can have scrutiny on the process.
Oh, sure. And keep updated on it.
Absolutely.
One that also came forward was the site plan for Daisy. Yay!
Yeah, so this was a very exciting one. Very low-key in the grand scheme of things. When the Planning and Zoning Committee got it, it was a very large packet of papers. They spent a lot of time combing through that to see if they could find anything they had concerns about.
I
got to
tell you, there's some P&Z members that glazed over when you started asking them about that.
It's a lot of information. Very technical. But they were all pleased with it. And so that was a quicker part of the planning and zoning meeting. And understated again at our meeting, too, because we kind of all know that this is coming. But it's a huge step in the process of getting that facility built.
There's a variety of different things that have been going on. And I know that they were talking about it. It's a project that's basically changing almost as you're going forward.
Yeah, it's growing. They're adding more things in it as they change their market plans for the future, and they really want this facility to be something that they'll be able to grow into over time, so they'll have the capacity and won't have to come back and make additions to it.
But it's a sizable area, and once again, there's still a lot of aspects going forward with this. But
yep.
The site plan, really, the easy part for you guys is you want to make sure the stormwater drains away. And
exactly. And they do too.
This is where it's going to be at and everything else. So.
But, now that the weather's getting nicer, I should see some dirt moving stuff and have a groundbreaking here.
Yeah.
That will have press releases and all that stuff. So.
They did have, that was one of the comments during planning and zoning, I think, where they said, we're planning somewhere around the 1st of April.
So. Yep, exactly. So a lot of people will be pleased to see some activity out there.
Well, one thing, and this was one of those that I was interested to see what kind of change was going to come, because this has been a popular program for economic development. And that's the Revitalized Green Downtown Grant program. Was basically just a $5,000 grant that would be given to an
new
applicant
business.
That was looking to make some improvements, and it was just a grant out there. The Economic Development Committee kind of went back and redid some of the guidelines.
Yeah, and just for consistency with the BDIF program and things of that nature. Now that this program is getting used a lot more frequently, which is great, they just want to make sure to have some guardrails on it and things like that. And in fact, they awarded another grant last night as well to do it again in entertainment.
Work that's going to be done in the livery for improvements in the units that she's going to be using down there at the livery.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but it is one of those that, again, was one of those programs you had there for so long and
nobody took advantage of it.
Yep. And all of a sudden, look at what we could do here.
Yeah. And I think we've had two meetings in a row where we've awarded one. So. We had a Midtown Crossing before, and we have to do it again entertainment on this one.
Well, it is still one of those that's an incentive
Incentive, yep.
Basically, it's a reimbursement for dollars that are spent.
That's right.
And in this case, more of a matching opportunity.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. What other fun things do we have that came up last night?
The roof at the water treatment facility.
Still we did have some roofing done last year.
Yep.
Again, part of this 2 years ago project where we started. But both water and water environments had roofing work done.
Yep, and they need to come back and finish a couple punch list items. Perry updated us on all of that. He said once he's able to get them online, should be done within a month, and we can close that out.
The little challenge is getting Blackhawk back here because they are busy
There's a lot of wind out there.
Yes, and we want to get that done. It's not that the work wasn't done, but again, still have some dollars that are being held for that and want to get that taken care of. A little update from Mike Cornelis in the cemetery. I know Waylon wasn't there, but let's do what Andrea updated.
Yeah, I think that's important for people to have questions on that. The stoplight and Story and Mamie had an electronical malfunction at the box, and that causes the lights to blink. So Story and Mamie will be a four-way blinking stop until Waylon returns from his vacation, because he's the one that's able to go in there. And
we get the necessary parts.
Reset the whole thing. So everything on Story will match from Mamie all the way up through downtown. So they'll be blinking.
Again, storm-related, folks.
Yeah.
Storm-related. The other was, with the Public Works, did want the alleys closed down.
Yes.
To commercial vehicles, garbage trucks.
Springtime rite of passage. The alleys are really soft, and we don't want big trucks back there tearing them all up. So the garbage companies have been notified alleys are closed for the time being, and we'll announce when they'll be reopened.
I think at the April 7th meeting, you're going to probably get maybe some updated information, because one of the issues that your staff has been working on was Rolling Meadows.
Yes.
And again, where they were getting their source of water and how it was going to be built and everything like that. They have agreed now to be taken over by Xenia.
Yep.
But that means you got to have an adjustment in your Xenia contract.
Yeah, so the amount of water that Xenia is allowed to buy from us, that'll have to be adjusted since they're taking over Rolling Meadows. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be one less contract that the city will be involved in. So on that part of things, it's kind of nice. It simplifies the whole deal.
And then at the same time, too, I know you've been looking at the rates for your contracted services out there. You wanted to make sure that You're keeping the cost of production covered. And
yeah, we just want to cover our costs and make sure that we're able to recover enough so that critical infrastructure needs are going to be able to be paid for from the ratepayers, whether it be city residents or other places that we contract with.
So we'll have more coming up on that. From the park side of things, again, with the alleys being closed, the same thing at the parks. If they're
same
wondering
thing with
about
Mamie's,
the...
Yes.
And I haven't seen the pictures, but I asked him to send them to me. Maybe we get them posted online. But he said a lot of people, instead of using a muddy gravel road, decided to cut through the grass.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a lot of traffic out in the grass. It's soft out in McCoe's Park. And so that park will be closed to motorized traffic for the time being until it dries off. However, it's a lovely opportunity to take a nice walk, not having to worry about any cars coming through. Bikes and things of that nature are all welcome, so take advantage and do that.
Got a lot of those other things happening out there. Did you have some other things you wanted to point out to folks?
I don't,
because I think we covered a lot of most of
pretty much
went
everything.
On. We do have again, contracts like the wastewater treatment plant improvement projects. We have legal counsel because of the use of the state revolving loan fund and things like that. So there were some other minor things in there. Yep. You did reappoint Lonnie Hikiji
to the Civil Service Commission, so I really appreciate his service on that commission.
Have you gotten most of your appointees filled? Because a couple of weeks ago, I think two programs ago, we were looking for people.
I'm still waiting on finalizing two of them, but I have interested parties that are kind of scoping things out, see if it'll work with their schedule and stuff like that. So I'm hoping to have a couple of final appointments on the April 7th meeting as well.
And that would be, again, anybody that's interested in various boards, commissions, or getting a start
and
finding out how the city operates.
And even if you don't have one that you're particularly interested in, you can still fill out an application online to have it on file in case an opening comes up and I can contact you.
One of those applications that people can start looking at is our community presentation that'll be coming up. What is it? Oh, it's in the recent newsletter. We have the, a couple of different things that are happening out of that recent newsletter. But we know that the community, what is it? Pride, or our award.
I can't remember what it's called right off the top of my head. But
there we go. This is where we're
the Community Dedication Award.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be presented in Puffer Billy Days. Yeah. Yes.
So we're starting to look for applications for that.
Yes. So if you have somebody that you feel has contributed to Boone in a significant way, it can be a person or an organization.
Okay.
And so fill that out if you would like them to be recognized at Puffer Billy Days. They'll get an award. We'll say a few words about them and highlight their service to the community.
And one of the others is the sump pump inspection program. We have the next project will be coming up. So WHKS will be working with that, putting out the information to those residents. And basically what, we're going more into the southeast side?
Southeast, east of Story. South of First Street, along that area.
So, and that's going to be the area this year that where we'll be having more work that'll be done. I call it the sump pump inspection program. Inflow and infiltration, and we have seen some good results from the sizable rains and things we've had.
And so when the spring comes along, when we have a big rain, we'll be able to kind of take a really test point of how much clear water is getting to the wastewater treatment plant.
And again, I know people keep asking about household hazardous waste, or not household hazardous waste collection, but the city cleanup. You've been working with Wayland on that.
Wayland's making a few adjustments. It'll come up in the next newsletter when he has it all finalized. I think he's just putting the finishing touches on it because there are a couple changes. So we'll talk about that pretty extensively when it's announced publicly. This program's still ongoing. We're just trying to do things with the changing circumstances out at the landfill. We have to adjust how we do things as well.
Thanks for taking the time to come and visit with us.
Thanks
Mayor Eli Stein's our guest on our program today.
Enjoy your day. Thanks.